Heavy rains are continuing in Australia as military helicopters evacuated stranded residents from flooded towns. Charles Collins has this report.
More than 11,000 people in Queensland state have been isolated by the flooding, and thousands have been evacuated. The flooding over the past week has also affected crops, including sugarcane, soybeans, and corn. The state's south has been declared a natural disaster. Many residents have been relocating to evacuation centers.
I've been here 60 years and I've never seen it like this.
This is one of the biggest ones we've ever had, and there's still a hell of a lot of water to come down.
We're just going to have to ride it out.
Queensland Premier Anna Bligh says the government is working with local leaders to deal with the crisis.
Extra SES officers and police have been dispatched into all of these areas. We're in constant contact with the mayors, but it is clear that these areas are dealing with very, very difficult situations.
Across the border in the northern section of New South Wales, evacuation centres are also being filled by residents of flooded towns. New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell says the area has become an inland sea.
It's extraordinary to see Moree, Palamalawa and other areas from the air, just to see the amount of water that's across this area. And what's also clear from the SES is that it's going to be here for some time.
Flash floods across Australia's Queensland and New South Wales states last year killed around 35 people. I'm Charles Collins.